Okay, we are starting now, huh? Mute all your speaker. Okay. Very good morning. Oh, sorry. Good evening. Okay. You haven't mute your mic. Mute your mic. Huh? Must mute your mic now. Okay, mute your mic. Okay, we start all again. Okay, very good evening to all. This is Sister in the Dharma. Sadhu to everybody. And wish everybody stay healthy, good health. Okay, may the blessing of the Triple Gem be with all Kayamita so that you can learn from this crisis and develop better understanding. Then at the same time, have a good opportunity to learn the Dharma in a different way. I think there are still mics not muted. The distortion is still there. And can we have everybody mute the mic? Okay. So today is the 24th March, Tuesday class. So at least after 1 week of lockdown, we get to continue the sharing of Dharma via our online service. We are trying it out for the first time. So hopefully everything will turn out fine from now onward. Then the topic for tonight, I mentioned, I will show you the screen. Okay, how to cope with crisis following the Dharma wave. So when we talk about crisis, our present one is COVID-19, which I think everybody is going through. So hopefully with this, I will explain the COVID-19 first. Then later on, second one, economic crisis. Economic crisis, there are three questions I think asked by Brother Kopel, which is very relevant. I will answer. Then there is also political crisis. Then finally, the fourth one is, it can be also a personal crisis in life for each individual, or sometimes it's a national crisis. Or it could be a world crisis that affects everybody just like the COVID-19. So I will start off with the first particular crisis, which is our present COVID-19 crisis. So how to cope with crisis following the Dharma way is very important. If we have developed the understanding of the Buddha Dharma, then we will come to understand this is the best opportunity for us to apply the Dharma, to actually test ourselves to see whether we really have developed the understanding or not. If under crisis conditions like COVID-19 or economic crisis or political crisis or any of this personal, national or world crisis, if we are not able to remain calm, peaceful, develop the equanimity and clarity of mind, then you have not developed the stability or not there. And the worst to have is to panic during crisis, to have worry, to have anxiety. So all these are very negative mindset. This reflects something which the cultivator should contemplate and develop the understanding to improve it. If your mind state are in this panic state, fearful state, you have worry, anxiety, you have doubt, then these are mental hindrances. These are negativity of mind state. Yes, your mind is not straight. If your mind is straight, you will behave in a very different way. There will be tranquility of mind, clarity of mind, composed mind, then the mindfulness will be there, the wisdom will be there, the understanding will be there. Then you will know how to act. You act with understanding. You don't act according to memory. Because memory
shining on the board, huh?
And you all mute your speaker. Just somebody still has the speaker on. I'm mute already. Okay. Okay, I continue. If you are not able to develop the training of mind to cope with crisis, then you will create a lot of unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, panicky state, and negativity of mind state, which is of no benefit to you all. All this will not bring about condition for you to solve your problem. Condition that will allow you to solve your problem is to train your mind to develop the understanding, the wisdom, so that you know how to act. So how do we act during crisis like this COVID-19? First thing you have to remember is the Dhamma way. And what is the Dhamma way? The Dhamma way, according to the Buddha, when causes and conditions are already set, when things is already that way, then the reality that manifests are all based on those conditions. So when things are already in that state, situation will manifest in this way. So like COVID-19 is the evolution of consciousness. When condition is such, thing will be such. So let it manifest, let it unfold. But as a cultivator, you must develop understanding. And this understanding is very important. So it may say,
that means
you
don't want to share that one.
No, switch to the frame. Yes, how do you see? Just show the big
thing.
But they won't see. Never mind. Yeah, they only will see. Okay, so we got
time. You want the whiteboard,
see? The one. Okay. Before we continue further, I think we will have a little bit of something. So let us renew our faith by having the short version of the chanting. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranam Gacchami. Dhammang Saranam Gacchami. Sanghang Saranam Gacchami.
You want to talk, you just like.
Gacchi Buddhang Saranam Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranam Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranam Gacchami. Anatipata Viramani Tapadam Samadhyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhyami. Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhyami. Nosavada Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhyami. Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadam Samadhyami. Ka pada Omar Hadiya Adu Adu Adu. Okay, let's be respected to the Jama Bedang today. Tamang today. Tamang today. Okay, we are back. Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma or Kanata. So we wishing you all good health, good mindset, and good progress along the path. So we will now officially continue from where I introduce the topic to you all. I just checked my doctor. Yeah, the recording. Okay, so with regards to the normal puja and the normal meditation that we have during the Tuesday class and the Thursday class and the Sunday class, now on this online streaming, we are not going to have it. But don't worry, you can do it at home. Because you're supposed to have a religious routine. The religious routine will cover all these things. You're supposed to have your own daily religious routine to develop the daily mindfulness and also the puja. Then whenever you are free, before you go to sleep, when you wake up, or at any time when you are free, you're supposed to do the formal meditation to stabilize your sati, your mindfulness. And this is mostly important. Then after that, when you come out of your formal meditation, the daily mindfulness has to be developed. Until sati sampajana can be realized, or you can stabilize your sati until your mind enters sati, then only your daily mindfulness sati sampajana can stabilize. Otherwise, it's not easy. Then the other very important aspect of the training, the daily religious routine, is you can do it actually full time during this lockdown period. You're supposed to listen to the Dhamma. Listening to the Dhamma is very important. So our website is available. All of the audio file, video file, they are available. So you listen attentively. Then listen with understanding. Then you can reflect, contemplate, and inquire to develop the second turning wisdom, which is Cintamaya Panya. The first learning wisdom is through direct listening. So Sutta Maya Panya together with Cinta Maya Panya will give you the initial wisdom required to straighten your view, to develop more and more right view, so that you will not stir your mind to arise the mental hindrances, the evil roots, or any of the wrong thoughts that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and meditation. So, yoniso manasikara, the initial wisdom is most important. So when you do that, when your mind does not stir so often, you will have more and more moment of mindfulness. So when space between thought, you will have more and more clarity of mind state. And because of that, your daily mindfulness can actually take off. Then when your daily mindfulness take off, make sure you develop it until it's very stable. Don't try to know. Whatever you do, aware, mindful, aware, mindful. Aware, finish. Aware, perceive, finish. Don't try to know. But when you are living life, if you are not skillful yet, then if you have to know, you have to behave like normal, you have to continue. Not until your daily mindfulness is very stable, that in the midst of life, you can have daily mindfulness, you can be peaceful, you can be aware, and then you become different. Then you can transform from a heedless way of living life into a peaceful way of living life, which is possible. And this is the most important, the daily religious routine to develop a cultivation, the practice. Then when you have the Dhamma developed, understood, realized, and stabilized, then you will know how to act. So we will come back to the topic on how to cope with crisis following the gamma wave. So just now when I started in the preliminary sharing, I already stated this crisis may be a personal crisis or a national crisis or a world crisis or something that affects the individual in a very strong way. It's the best window for you to actually test your population. If you cannot cope with such crisis or situation, then it means very clearly your Dhamma is not cultivated correctly. You have not developed true understanding of the Buddha Dhamma as compared to that. A cultivator who has developed the practice or the cultivation correctly, their mind state is different. Their mind state is peaceful, full of clarity. They are always calm, tranquil, relaxed, and still. There is very little or no thought within their mind state. And because of that clarity, they can see things clearly and they will have the wisdom, the yoniso, nakshatara, and the understanding to act. That's why during crisis, this cultivator, the true cultivator, they will not panic. There will be no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no sorrow, no lamentation, no unhappiness of mind state. They will still live life the way it is. And they understand conditions beautifully. They will just accord and flow. So like the MCO, movement control ordinance of what? Order. So there is a reason why they impose this. It is to limit the potential possibility of this COVID-19 from spreading. Because if you don't limit the movement of the individual or the population, those that are affected that has the COVID-19, they will become very, very dangerous. Sometimes they don't even know that they have it. Then when this close contact can lead to massive spreading of COVID-19. So that created pandemic. And pandemic is very serious. It has reached worldwide proportion. That's why according to the WHO, the Director General, he gave very beautiful statistics. And according to him, the numbers, the statistics don't lie. He said it took us don't know how many weeks to reach 100,000 confirmed cases. But to reach the second 100,000, he only need 4 days. You see the extent it spread. And now I saw the reading going to touch 300,000. And that one is, I think, less than 3 days. So the exponential curve is something that the world should wake up to. If you really value your life, love your loved one, you better ask them to stay healthy, protect themselves. Then by protecting themselves, they will protect others. So to do that, you have to try your very best not to have contact with outside people, not to be in crowded places, not to be fearless anymore, to stay at home, have more valuable time with your loved one, then do the thing that you want to do in life. Like for Kayamita, we can have our cultivation, our daily religious routine. You can develop your Dhamma understanding. You can also develop whatever walking meditation, lying down meditation, sitting meditation, puja chanting. Even you can radiate loving kindness, metta, and all these things. And these are very useful. Yes, by doing all this, we contribute to the improvement of the world consciousness. You must have love. You must have metta. You must have gratitude towards those who are trying to help us, especially the frontline medical people. They sacrifice so much for the patient, for the country, and for the nation. And these are the people we should support them. We should send love, metta, radiate whatever kindness, good mindset to them. Then we should help people who really need help. in whatever way you did or it doesn't mean you have to go all out there. Now it's under MCO. We can't go out. But we can actually contribute to our beautiful mind state that we have developed, to our cultivation, our understanding. Sometimes we can invoke power of music. And we can also invoke like what Kobun and a few Kayamita and Kuriti started, right? Wishing them well-being and happiness, even Sri An also. And then we also have donated to Kayamita Fund, Sri An, I think, he texted to me, so I agree to donate about 1% from the Kayamita Fund. I don't know whether Sri An has done it or not. Anyway, I have given him the approval. It is to this frontline, I think, worker in UN Specialist Center, the University Hospital side. So all this is what we can do, and we do our part because it's vision. Then there are other things that you can do if you got loved ones who need your help, your support. You try your very best to see how you can help them. You don't go and risk yourself by going out and all those things. During this period, the best is not to go out unless it's absolutely necessary and warranted. And then you have to make the decision. Then you have to be careful. Then if you meet any roadblock, police or army or what, talk to them nicely. Apply over a program. Okay, the next aspect of Dhamman is how to act. You have to understand true action based on Dhamma understanding is very important. That's why the title is how to cope with crisis following the Dhamma way. So what is the Dhamma way? The Dhamma way is very simple. When there is crisis, first thing the Buddha says, don't panic, don't worry. These are all wrong thoughts. Not useful, not helpful, won't solve your problem. Create more negativity of mind state that will make your karmic nature off. So what you have to do is, you have to act with understanding following Noble Eightfold Path. So Noble Eightfold Path is very simple. The Buddha says right view, the first path. So what is right view? You ask yourself, what did the Buddha say that he can apply under such situations like COVID-19? The Buddha says, whatever that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions he has already taught us. Based on the five universal order, Pancha Niyama, it will trigger. So in this particular case, COVID-19, to me, is one of the ways that nature sends the message to mankind. Because the consciousness has evolved until it has to allow this to arise. And when this arrives, it's like our body. Whenever we have certain problems, the body is built with the immune system and the understanding to trigger off certain sign or signal for you to understand. And most of the time, it will arise through pain or through discomfort or through whatever situation. Just like COVID is breathing difficulty. You like having pneumonia, bronchitis and all those things, and you have problem with the breathing. So it will cause a very strong stress on your physical, on your health, and also where you have breathing difficulty, you will not be able to act properly, you will not be able to live life the normal way. That's why they have to put you on respirator and all those things. So this is something that will happen. And when people go through that, it is definitely not easy. That's why you have a lot of video that is shared telling you, never be complacent. Take this seriously. Yeah, it is life. So this understanding will complement your right view. So when we have this right view, we know causes and conditions are created by the human consciousness. And this has evolved and caused this pandemic. So what should we do? We should act with wisdom, right view, right understanding. Not to panic, not to create any more negativity or mind state, not to send all those WhatsApp messages that create more fear, more anxiety, more panic. Not only panic within the mind state, they go and buy things also panic buying. So a lot of things which human beings, when they don't have the understanding, they become irrational. Then they simply act. So once you have this situation, it will create more chaos and more problem for the country. So what we should do is, we play our part. We develop the clarity of mind. We do not react to all these things. We have an understanding and we reflect what actually happened. How can we help to resolve this pandemic? How can we play our role so that it can be resolved amicably, peacefully, so that it can bring forth the condition for our human existence to recover, so that everybody can slowly, like what happened in China, go back to their working environment, get career and other things, then go about doing their usual thing. But all this need time, and all this need the total consolidated effort by everybody, not just the government, the people, and the people is the most important. Yeah, I saw the video in China. The way the head of government, Mr. Xi, he termed it as the people's war. He mobilized the people, and he mobilized whatever the government can do. Is it people first? Their health is number one. That's why People's Republic of China means the people come first. Without the people, there is no republic. And without the republic, the government, there is no government servant, there is no leader and all those things. So it's because of the people, there is the country. And because of the country, we need a government, then only we have the leaders. So all these are towards the end. So the people is always top priority. So if we can prioritize the people, then the people together with the government in concert, we act with sincerity, understanding, then we will be able to overcome whatever situation or problem or crisis, like what Mr. C said. And they believe they can win the war. And within 50 days, they really win the war. Yeah? They were serious with the lockdown and all those things. So we play our part by being part of the people that is following instruction that are useful, that are appropriate, so that we do not create more problems, more situation that will lead to more chaos and more panic and other things. So as Kayamita, I believe we are a lot better equipped. Most of us have the understanding, but the stability of mind state you have to check. That's why I say this crisis is a good test. It's a good check on your cultivation. If your cultivation has been developed and if your understanding is there, you will remain calm. You will have clarity of mind because your mind states are trained. So the trained mind and the untrained mind, the two are very different. You look at the Heart Sutra note, Appendix 6 is very clearly written there. And you can check them. If you still have fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, if you still panic, insecurity, unhappy, misery, fear, worry, all this reflect that you have not developed the training of the mind. There is no real Dhamma in you. There may be Dhamma knowledge, but there is no real Dhamma. To have real Dhamma is to have a trained mind that has the understanding and know how to act. And you will act according to Noble Eightfold Path. So with right view, you can accept the reality of the moment. then you do not create negativity of mind state, you do not panic, you do not have fear, worry, and you do not stir your mind anymore. And that is what a cultivator is. Then from there, we reflect, we contemplate. How can we act? How can we resolve this amicably? We have to follow Noble Eightfold Path. And Noble Eightfold Path is very beautiful. After right view, we have to arrive right off. That's why we can radiate love, metta, gratitude, and whatever. And wish for the well-being of all the frontline medical staff, our loved ones, even ourselves, and all clinicians, and all their loved ones, including whoever who we have relationship with. And finally, to all the people within our vicinity, Selangor State, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, and the whole planet. Then if you want to invoke power of merit for their well-being, for their good mind state, we can. Then we also should invoke power of merit after our daily religious routine, which is the meditation and all those things, for causes and conditions for our country as a whole and the world to recover quickly from this pandemic so that we can contribute towards world peace. And this is something which is very useful. And I hope this will enable you as Kayanita to develop better understanding of your practice or your cultivation. Check yourself, check your mind state. How much have you developed the understanding? Have you changed? Are you able to go through crisis? And crisis like what I have defined, it can be a personal crisis in life, which can happen off and on. But people who have the Dhamma can overcome personal crisis very easily. Because satyadhiti no more, very easily. Then for national crisis, a lot of people are affected, especially political crisis or economic crisis. So there's a lot of panic and fear. But if you have the Dhamma, you will not be touched. Then the other one is world crisis like what we are facing now. It not only affects us as a nation, it affects everybody in this planet. That's why there must be understanding, there must be good mind state, there must be love, there must be compassion, gratitude, kindness, and goodness. And all this is going to improve the world consciousness so that we can contribute towards world peace, we can bring about blessing to all. So this is the part on COVID-19. So I will stop here, then I will answer Kotlun's question. Kotlun has three very beautiful questions. Hopefully, we can have enough time to go through it. Then, after I go through it, we can have some time for Q&A. Okay. Okay. There are three questions, they are all related. I read to you. Scotland said, may I ask you the following question? What was your life experience like during 1987 when the stock market around the world crashed? Question number two, how did you handle your career, family, and life during that time with lessons from the Dhamma? Question number three, what did you do in investment at that time? And how did you learn to invest? So I told him, good question. I will answer them all tonight. So I will start with the first question. What was your life experience like during the 1987 stock market crash? The world crisis. I still remember 1987, October 19th. Because it's quite near my birthday. My birthday is 31st. So that was the Black Monday. They call it the Black Monday because that day, the Dow, it just crashed. And when it crashed, it was worse than what we are seeing now. That time, a lot of people panicked, fearful, and all this. But luckily, that time, I already had some form of Dhamma understanding. But it is good enough because of my past. My past, cultivation, training, and all this come in and support. So actually, when I was going through my career life, yes, after graduation, 1979, I was actually very blessed because there was another depression during 1976 and 77. I didn't witness it. I was told by my senior, you know, a lot of people were without job. But when I graduated 1979, I had a lot of job. You know, I remember that time, our 5-year plan, Malaysia plan, I think they just started. First 5-year Malaysia plan, second one. So a lot of job, not enough civil engineer. So during that time, I was working. Then somehow I knew my salary as a civil engineer at that time was very low. I was paid initially, I think the starting pay was only 600 something. Then later when I was confirmed, they adjusted to 900 something, 985. After deducting EPF, 900 divided by 30 days, you have 30 ringgit a day. And that time I was about to get married too. So 30 ringgit a day with a married life, how to survive? But luckily, we rented a room, 80 ringgit. And 80 ringgit is 10% of my net pay. Then technically, we are left with 20 ringgit a day to take care of our daily needs. Then Chinese New Year, we have to go back home, give ang pao, and also the traveling expenses and whatever, even wedding, marriage, ang pao money. So I realized short of money. So I determined to solve it. So I become very, very resolute in my mind. I say, whatever it takes me to survive, I will do it part-time or whatever I will do. Then I was very lucky. I met one senior guy, mechanical engineer, 1 year engineer. He also left the job. Then he became an insurance agent. And he was very patient. He met me not less than 7 times. Then after that, finally, I told him, I can only afford this type of term insurance. Then he, after he has gone through with me, he said, since you are so good, why not you join me? I said, I cannot join you. So he said, part-time. So I joined him part-time. And to cut the story short, after I joined him part-time, I was top agent for 3 years. 1980, 81, 82. Then after I had that top agent commission, I think it's about 15 over 1,000 a year, I got 45,000. I keep 15,000 for my expense. I pick up 30,000 to invest. That's how I actually make my money during the 1987 crisis. Then I started in 83, I remember, I was very conservative. I have to learn how to invest. And I don't know. That's how I find out. I follow the Dharma way, I find out. I want to develop right view, right understanding. I learned from people who are successful. There was a TA in my office. The whole office know he make a lot of money from stock market. Met him, I learned from him. His name is Hofa. Remember, Then after I learned from him, I looked at the newspaper. Then I saw the year high and the year low. Because I am very good in maths and very good in games of chance. When I play card, I play mahjong or play whatever games of chance, I am very good at it. And I know I can make money. Then I was very lucky also when I was in the university, I helped somebody. Then when I went there, the photostat, he was doing a photostat machine. I helped him to set up the electrical things and all that. Then he was so grateful. And when I was there, I saw one book. I never knew there is such a book. How to triple your money in the stock market by J.P. Brady. And that book, because I helped him, I said, can I photo set a copy? He said, I will do it for you now. And that was in 1986. I mean, the moment I get that book, together with the understanding I learned from the PA, OPA, and together with my own understanding, I started my investment property. So with 30,000, I make 150,000 during that crisis. Black Monday. Yeah. I remember there was one stock they call Magic MGIC. It was $1 par. It dropped to 30 cents, I think about 40 cents. Yeah. Then I just have money for cheap stock, or what they call penny stock. So I bought into this one because the dividend yield was good. It was paying 4 cents. So 40 cents is 10% return. So I buy. So that time, not much money. 30,000, how much can you buy? I think I bought about 50 lot. Then what happened was, when the market recovered after the crisis, this stock, you will never believe, went up to 6 ringgit. That's how I make my money. The book say triple the money and manage to 5 times the money. I make 150 only. That's how I bought my house, SS2 house, the first house, free. And what I did was, during crisis, I didn't panic. I actually looked forward to it because I knew with the limited money that I have, I can only make big money if I buy the stock cheap. And when is it cheap? It's like housewife. Sales that time, cheap sales. So crisis, economic crisis, like the Mandarin word. Yeah? The Mandarin word for crisis is very good. Wei qi. During crisis, there are two things. Wei is danger, basic. Qi is opportunity. So within crisis, there is opportunity. That's why you perceive things with understanding means without negativity. Most people during crisis, they panic, they fear. But I look forward to certain type of crisis. Of course, I don't look forward to COVID-19. I look forward to market crash. Yeah, that is the time I can make money and make good money. So that's how also later on I retired. Well, after 1987 crash, 88, 89, I remember it recovered and I made my money. Then I tell myself, if I want to make the big money to retire, I have to prepare my money before the next crash. So I have this understanding that every 10 years, there will be a crash. So 1987, the next one is 1997, which is the currency crisis. Really, it crashed. And by then, I had already accumulated good money to make the big queue. Then after that, the year 2000, when it recovered, I retired. So coming back to 1986 and 87, I have something to add here. I remember very clearly. All my classmates, most of them, got paid. Then later on, we trained 2 years without job as civil engineer with 7 years experience in the field. But for me, I was very lucky. Instead, I was promoted to sports skill. Then I never had pay cut, I had pay increase. Then I did very well during crisis time. And I look back. It's all because of karma coming. If you take care of karma, you don't have to worry about life. Karma will take care of your life. That's why to make money from stock market is not just your skill, your luck. It needs a third factor, generosity, karma, or what they call merit. If you have generosity, karma, money will come to you. You reap what you sow. Do good, it gets good. Do evil, it gets evil. So all of this are very beautiful Dhamma understanding that you must develop. If you don't develop, you will behave like normal heedless people. You will panic, you will worry. Then everybody during a market crash or economic crisis, they worry about their job. And not only they worry about their job, they also worry about their investment. And those who are not disciplined, who go and loan or borrow money through margin account, they are the worst hit. And during a market crash, there is no mercy. The forced selling will come. Everything will turn very, very bad. Even a lot of major shareholders, owner of this company, they never believe they can go bust. During the currency crisis, there are a lot of billionaires, CEO of this company, they all, most of them, very badly affected, almost at the verge of bankruptcy. So without understanding, without the good karma to actually support your life, it is not easy. It's definitely not easy. Yeah. So I have explained the 1987 crisis. The second question is about how I manage my life and all these things. Yeah. So as far as investment is concerned, I have already explained. Because I'm very good in it, I study it, I understand it, I seek people who have the understanding, then I learn from them. Then every day is a learning curve for me. Because I learn from life. I used to teach you all, life is your greatest teacher. Nobody can teach you the real Dhamma except life itself. The life itself is the reality. If the reality that manifests, you cannot understand, you will fail in life. You can never be successful in life. Yeah. What I'm trying to share is, it's not only materialistic success. Materialistic success, you only need the four type of mind state, or they call it the willpower. The willpower is the most important. Then the passion, you must like that thing. Chanda, the Buddha call it passion. Then virya. Virya is the zeal. Because when you have the passion, it will move you to that field and you will learn and become very good at it. Then after that, citta is the willpower. Willpower. Then vimansa is you will investigate into your investment or whatever you want to do and keep on improving on it. So it's just like an ISO standard where you keep on improving on it. So that aspect is very useful. That aspect of Dhamma, I find it very useful. So if you know how to apply that, it will help you. Then for me, my life, like I shared in the SKBA talk, I divide my human life into three phases. Where the average lifespan is about 75. So phase one is childhood and childhood and schooling or education. And that can be your most beautiful years. During that time, you don't have to worry about finance, everything. If your karma is good, your parents will take care, or there is scholarship and other things. And that is the most fun year. But the problem during that phase is you have a lot of energy, a lot of time, but you don't have money. Then we move on to the second 25. Second 25 is the career phase. Yeah, I started work at the age of 25. Exactly. So the career phase, I reached the pinnacle of my career. Academic phase, I reached the pinnacle of my career. So career phase is the most important. If you are successful in your career, most of the time, you are also successful in your financial standing. So career and financial success, they come hand in hand. But during that phase, you have a lot of energy because you are still young. Then you have a lot of what they call money. Later on, you make the money. But you hardly have any time. You spend a lot of time working. So I tell myself, I don't want to work for so long. If I can, I plan my life, I develop the understanding, then second phase, when I established my financial independence, which I did it in the year 2000, that's why I retired. Then that time, I was about 47 years old. 47 years old means I worked less than 10 years. I actually work about 10 years. But the second phase after 25 to 47 is 22 years. Sorry, I worked for 22 years. I retired early, 3 years before 50. Okay. To do the thing that I like to do. That's why I share my Dhamma. Then I tell myself the healthy years are from 47 until about 65 or maybe 70. Till now I'm 67 and I'm still healthy. Not sure. Everything is still very good. My health is all still very good. So because of that, these are the valuable time where I can spend with my family members and also with my own things that I like to do. Okay. One of them is sharing Dhamma. The other one is of course investment, which I'm still doing. Then whatever I can do to help the world, to be a blessing to all, to train more and more Kanyamita who can also have this understanding to do all this beautiful Dhamma work. That is the role and the job that I'm doing. And in fact, this line, my nature came because of certain conditions. And this condition has a reason for me to do the things that I'm supposed to do. That's why everything unfolds. The website came out, the sharing came about. Everything just happened without me having any desire to do it. People come to me, condition unfold, then things manifest. Even the Dhamma website, the printing of the book, the sharing of the Dhamma, everything just happened by itself. Technically, my nature didn't do anything. It just echoed and flowed with the understanding of condition. That's it. So that's how I plan my life. Then third phase of Dhamma, third phase of your life, 51 to 75, is not guaranteed. Not guaranteed in the sense that you never can know that you can live beyond 50. But for most of us, I think with the Dhamma, with your health, you should be able to move through that phase. And that is the phase that you will enjoy the most. Because if you can really develop the cultivation of the Dhamma, we call it the third phase of Dhamma. Third phase of Dhamma is Pativeda. You get to reap the fruit of your hard work. The fruit of your hard work. And that is to live the life of an awakened mind, a noble one. So that phase of life is the most beautiful. And for me, this life, I'm in fact very, very blessed and very fortunate indeed. But when I look back, it's nothing to do with luck. It's about my nature, my past cultivation, my understanding, the vows and all those things. That's why this year at the age of 89, I developed the understanding that my life is off, my life changed. And from that year 1989 onward, everything just flow and move smoothly, beautifully, unfold really perfectly. I used to tell Kayanita, even if your nature were to give me the right to plan my life, I cannot plan it so beautifully, so well. You know, everything all in place. And it is really beyond your wildest dream to plan. Even given the power to plan, I can't plan it so beautifully, so perfectly. So this is why I want to share this, so that you have the faith in the Buddha Dhamma. And this faith is very, very important. Okay? So with this, I hope I have answered Kok Lun's three questions. Yeah? I think it's fully answered. So what's the time now? Oh, still earlier. Oh, okay. Okay. Then we can have questions. Okay. So now my daughter will allow you all to on back your speaker.
They can on anytime.
Oh, you can on anytime. So anybody got any question, you can ask. Now you are given the chance. Please make full use of it. No, can they hear? Okay, you go back to all the... Can you all hear?
Yes, I can hear.
On back the speaker, everybody. Now it's Q&A. Now it's Q&A, question and answer. Do you have any question?
I never know that you did insurance job before for 3 years.
Yes. I was top agent, AIA.
Okay.
I heard you don't go into insurance.
Yes, I'm into insurance because I believe this is a noble job. I intend to help people in their finances with it.
Oh, okay.
What is your opinion regarding this way of thinking? Is it okay or is it undesirable to have such a thought during?
No, insurance is actually one of the career that is quite different from traditional career. It involves salesmanship. So I remember when I attended the part-time courses, they teach us a lot of things about insurance contract, the sales campaign, motivation, and technique. And they really teach you how to do sales. Sometimes even cold call and all those things. But I don't like cold call. I believe in cold call. I believe in helping people who has the condition. When they are close to me, when they are like having the condition to buy insurance based on need, based on their career profile, then I will actually talk to them when there is condition. I teach you one technique, how to sell. You want to learn?
Yes, I do.
You see, during my time, most of my classmates and my friends, they are engineers, and they are successful in their career, and they will definitely make the money towards them. So to me, insurance is a very good product. That's why that senior, 1 year my senior, I think Peng Lung Fong, his name is Peng Lung Fong. He's a very nice guy. He, actually, I should thank him. He recruited me that 3 years, temporary. Part-time insurance was a training I went through, so then I modify it. I don't want to follow what they teach me, phone call and all those things. And they teach you by games of chance. You keep on cold call approaching people, let's say every day 100 prospect before, and the probability of success is 5%, 2 or 3%. So he said, you must go all out to do all this. I don't believe. Mm-hmm. I do the opposite. I screen my prospect. Then a prospect must be approachable. Then I can have a permission to talk to them. Then I let them make the decision. That to me is very simple. I take my case as an example. At that time when I graduated, I told you, my salary is so low. So I told the insurance agent, I can't even survive. Why are you wasting time recommending expensive insurance? At that time, I gave him $3,000. He is my first offer after 1 year, 1980. Then that time, I knew I need to buy some form of insurance. But for me, it's very straightforward. If I leave, I will make my money. Yeah, I know as a civil engineer, I will be successful. And it depends on the career path I want to keep. If I choose the worldly life, then I will be very successful in my career and I will make a lot of money. But I choose between career and spiritual. That's why finally, I don't want to work for money. I don't want to work in the industry where there's a lot of treatment, a lot of things against the ethic part. Then later on, even when I'm with certain corporations or companies that still have to do that, or I accept the job I do that, I will not do entertainment. I will not go and greet people and do other things. And they agree. And based on that agreement, then only I accept the job. Coming back to insurance, for me, it's very simple. If I live long enough, I will make the money. So I'm not interested in the insurance that has the future value. Understand? They always try to keep your agent to prepare the table and the chart and the reversionary bonus or whatever, to show that whatever premium you put in the future, you get back more money. That one to me is actually not really true. Because future money is not the same as present value money. And I cannot lie to people. Because all my classmates are in. And those people who are successful in this, I told them, you can make your money. So what you need is term insurance. Term insurance means what? Initially, we recommend
finish the
deal. No money back one.
No money back, yes.
No money back one. Initially, he recommended me this life insurance that comes with investment part with it on. That one is, actually, I choose that one with quite good, but later on, I told him initially, I cannot afford all those things. So I want you to give me the cheapest one. Yeah, I told him I can only afford 300 ringgit a year at the most. And I want a coverage of at least 100,000. And he finally gave up and came back to me and said, there's only one insurance that you're supposed to take. So he's telling me the $300. And when he recommended me the $300, I said, this is what I want. I pay you 300 a year. For 5 years, the premium is a 5 year renewable. So, and I pay you that 300, I'm willing to let the 300 burn. Do you understand why? If nothing happened to me, I make more money. Now, from my career, I mean, top investment. But if anything happens to me, initially, I don't have the money, I need the insurance. That's what I want. So what I did was, finally, I increased to 250,000. Yeah, I know 100,000. So, I paid 750 ringgit a year to cover myself term insurance, higher renewable for 250,000. Paid 750. But of course, the commission was very good. First year commission, I like 65%.
Wow, 65%.
Now you want no more.
No
then
more.
After the year about trailer commission and all those things. That time was good money. So, based on my understanding, I buy myself that time. I plan it myself. Then I share this with my classmates. Quite a lot of my classmates and close friends bought from it.
See. Excellent. I now understand. I get your understanding from this.
You sell term Cambodia. Do you understand?
I know, but my purpose is to help people. For time being, why
you
I
help people, then term is the best.
Term is the best, okay.
But there's another category. No, there's another category. Please don't move too fast. People okay. Who don't know how to save money one. Whatever money they earn, they spend on. These people, you buy heavily on reversionary bonus for future money. You ask them to buy those policies that have future money. Because at least, if you help them to sink in as premium into the insurance, it becomes their saving without them knowing it. Then in time of sickness, disease or what they are covered. Then you must also know how to actually tailor-make your policy. There is one term they use. You can have a main policy, then you can add on another type of policy. I don't know what you call it. There's a name for it.
Rider.
This rider is very useful. This rider is cover for your critical illness and all this thing. Your life is good, you must remember, you must die, then the money will go to your whoever beneficiary, If you don't die, there is no money. Do you understand? So the rider will cover critical illness. That's why you must have a complete policy. So all my term insurance, all I attach the rider.
I see.
So this is something you can learn.
Thank you, Sadhu.
Any other question? Dharma question. Where is Colin? Colin around? Colin. Why are you so quiet? On your speaker, Colin. On your speaker. Colin is very quiet.
Hello, Brother Teo.
Alicia, yes.
Okay, one question.
Okay, answer.
Brad, was there one of the questions about 当我在睡觉的时候,
Then
was the awareness fully aware, 那个 chaptering mind.
好啊。
可是我问 阿松的时候, 他跟我讲, 他是他 187 有我的 answer.
啊，你是读啊？
那个读了之后, 他那个是 random thought on when 我们做
formal
meditation.
After you wake up, you try to reflect and recall what are the random thoughts. These are the thoughts that you can attachment to during the daily life.
Yeah, I think so. It's the adjustment. Yes.
Now you knowing it, these are the, what Krishnamurti say, disorder that happened during daily life. Because your daily mindfulness has not stabilized and your wisdom has not stabilized until you clear all this subtle attachment, what they call drafting of the
knee.
These are very subtle ones. I use Mandarin. You can see the gross one. Last time, what you use one is the gross one, and that one you handle very fast.
Yes.
But you are subconscious and your unconscious one.
When
you are not mindful that time, you arise one. So, this are the things that you will start to understand. You can recall what happened in the daily life. You will not even like that. Already going away. I give you an example.
Okay.
I remember last time when I came out to share that time. So initially, the sharing, to me, it's very easy. I thought everybody was like me. You need the Dhamma. Then when I share, people cannot understand. During the initial stage, I often, after the talk or after the sharing, I will come back and reflect and contemplate and tell myself, how can I let this particular person understand? Just this intention, it becomes an attention. Went in. During my sleep, I can see the thought coming out.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Let things be. Condition like that, things will be like that. Whether he understand or he do not understand, nothing to do with me. My duty is there. Then after that, when I did that, I got no more problem. The world is the world. People is just the way they are. So a lot of things, you have to develop the understanding to accept the reality of the moment. Everything you also have to accept. If you cannot accept, they will continue to arise. That's why at peace is the real Dhamma.
Mm.
Mm. You cannot have peace, there is no real Dhamma.
Mm.
Okay?
好，好，好。刚才你要讲什么？
刚才你要讲什么？没有，因为我
recollect 回，我是知道那个 attachment 在那边，就是他的 attachment 在那边，然后就是，对，因为我觉得他弄到我好像很不舒服，好像很 irrelevant 的东西会。啊，对对对。
But this is a subtle attachment，等一下你一定要去了解。所以我要去
really root it out. Otherwise,
他一直。对呀。他没了解了，没事了，来关心老和尚。是吗？他不想他给我。对，也接受，接受。好。Yes.
就是波罗蜜，忍辱就是波罗蜜，对，萨杜巴拉提，好像也是一个梦，吓到我。You're
right and wrong is relative convention.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Convention. A convention is not the truth. So
yes.
Right and wrong depend on the convention that people use. Right and wrong. When you have the ability to develop the wisdom, it's like the three types of seeing, the Mahayana mentioned. Han San, Su San, Han San, Su San. Then the third seeing, which is suchness seeing. Han San, Yu Su San. That is the one. Right and wrong.
Only you have that. 好，谢谢Bertio, Sadhu. 感恩分享，阿弥陀佛。
Okay, anybody else? Any more questions? Do you understand the question? Why everybody so quiet? Kalun, where are you, Kalun? Ah, Kalun, 听不到啊。
Hi, on
ya. Oh, on ya. Hello.
Hi, brother Tio.
Sorry, I was muted just now.
Thanks for sharing your experience. Especially on how you went through.
Yeah, I answered your three questions.
Yes, you have. And Sadhu. Yeah, thanks for sharing your experience.
And your wisdom. Last night, Sian did suggest, that instead of Dhamma, one day we have share investment sharing. I can share my understanding with you all. That one is very useful.
Yeah, I'm interested.
We can pick the day after the MCO.
Yeah.
So anybody else? How you all find the first online video conferencing sharing? Huh? Why everybody so quiet?
Everybody.
Is it a new experience?
It's a very good experience.
In
the sense that physically we don't have to be there, but we can still get connected.
Pamasuri's daughter.
Still normal lah, mentally still normal lah.
Wow, oh, very good. You know.
Crazy yet.
Yeah, locked in from Shanghai. So stay healthy. China has done very well. Now.
Yeah.
Almost no more new case, except today. Today a few.
Okay lah. They're having their control very well actually, because everywhere we go, even out of the building, we also have to register already.
That is the type of control. Sadu, very good.
Then every time we walk out from the compound and then come back in, we will have to go through the kind of trailer. You have to register one.
Yeah, very good, very good. In fact, now they say the safest place is China. Last time they say China dangerous, most dangerous. Now the safest place is to be in China.
they got it controlled very fast, actually.
Yeah.
First thing they did was to get all the students out from the hospital.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
You also stay in the hostel, huh?
Yeah, hostel.
Ah, so your food all come online?
Yeah, delivery.
Wow, very good. I heard your mom told me you had to pass through 4 checkpoints to collect the food.
1 checkpoint, I had to go out already because they cannot send to the building already.
Oh, okay.
To go out already.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good. Jayanta, any questions? Sadhu, yeah.
Jayanta.
Yeah. Muted. Ah, muted. Your speaker not on. Your speaker is not on, Jayanta. We can't hear you. Okay, on already. Jayanta?
Yeah,
ready. Okay, who is next? Yunjan.
Yeah. What is it?
Any question?
It's okay. Not much questions. We're just relaxing at home, doing our retreat at home.
So how is Raymond?
He's okay. He's taking it well.
Send my regards to him.
Okay, thanks.
How is Akin?
She rushed back. She thought they're gonna lock down. She rushed back home.
Oh, is it?
Mm. So she was afraid they block her off, she can't come home.
So she managed to reach home.
She came back in time. But it was okay. They didn't lock down. You could have traveled back. Oh, because they said there was an interstate ban.
Oh, okay. So
she said KL and PJ is different states. Then I said, oh, I have to cross to PJ all the time.
I'm in KL. I see. You tell her, show I see. They will let you go. You said, na balik rumah. Okay.
Anyway, she rushed back.
Good. Okay. Who is next? Ananda. No question. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah. Wait. Huh? Did you call
Ananda? Oh, Alastair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, hello.
Hello,
Brother Teo.
Yeah, hello.
Can hear you.
Oh. You can on your video, na?
Yeah. I'm watching. I'm following your talk just now.
Yeah, on the video so that we can see each other. First time, a lot of us have to learn.
Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I cannot see you where your video not on. You only on the audio. There's another button for video. Hey, your speaker, you go off your speaker. You have to on your speaker.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear now?
Yeah, can hear. Yes. But your audio is clear, but video is not there. Never mind lah, you got any question?
Not really lah. Just want to say hi to you and all the best. So long already. last night you was, I remembered your birthday last October.
So long. Is Ponchi with you?
She's doing something else.
Okay.
Now in Penang, lockdown in Penang.
Oh, lockdown in Penang. Okay.
Yeah, in Penang.
Penang not so bad lah.
Still frightening.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, think Chennai they have about.
Cheese what?
About 16 cases.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Your daughter is with you?
Yeah.
Oh, Sadhu. Send my regards to her.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, hold on, she's here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sadhu.
Angie.
Angie, yes.
Yes, hi, Pratio. How are you?
Oh, good. You know how to post a video or not, Angie?
That's why I'm looking at my dad's
phone.
I'm going to the handphone. There is a
video
on the handphone. Put in the black area. The black area. Touch the black area, then it will show up. Touch the black area, then it will show up. Oh, you off the... okay, the speaker is on back already.
Yeah, it cannot. Because if I leave this page, the whole...
Oh, don't leave. You touch on the black screen, then it will show up the audio and all those things.
Video button.
Video button and audio button.
Oh.
Oh, you haven't on your camera, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, can already.
Okay.
I'll pass you back to my dad.
Yeah, can. I'll do, Angie.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, virtual. Yeah. Nice seeing you all again.
Oh, now can see. Wait.
Yeah. Greetings from PJ.
Yeah, so, now can see. Yeah, just now I don't know how. I'm using my handphone.
Yeah. Handphone like that, yeah. Next time use your computer easier.
Oh, yeah.
So today is the first session, so a lot of us are learning. So no problem.
Yellow. I was following the WhatsApp chat through Sui An was telling about Sui An, Chin Hao, and your daughter Sui, they're all doing this. Sadhu to all of them, very good. Good effort. Very good effort. Yeah, you're all reconnected.
Not too bad.
Yeah, very good.
But try, I consider well done.
Sadhu, Bartio. Thank you so much.
You got another 8 minutes only, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Any more questions or anything that you want to understand? Let me know.
Chiwei is online, you know.
Oh, it's online. Yeah. Oh, Chiwei, where are you? Brother Chiwei, can we get you? I heard Suyan say you're online.
This is Kanti, Brother Chiu.
Ah, Sadhu, Kanti. Oh, you are the one. Oh, now I see you.
My sister. Hello.
Sister
Sadhu.
General. Yeah,
Sadhu.
Oh, now I know
who you are.
Good, Sadhu.
I thank you for all your guidance and
The advice.
I need time.
Yeah. Slowly. The three things, you remember? The three things. Ask for forgiveness. Then follow the advice of the Buddha, then invoke power. Right? You do these three things.
I'm doing it every day.
Yeah.
And each time I do this, there's always a very bright light that occurs throughout the whole session of asking for forgiveness until the end of the making aspiration. The bright light is always there.
Yeah, develop the faith. It's very important. Okay, the bright light, it can give you the faith, you develop the faith. Then the faith in the triple gem is also very important. Light actually signifies wisdom. When there is light, there is no darkness. Always remember that. So develop the faith. Okay, Sadhu.
It's actually very powerful.
Brother
Teo, one question is, if we on the chanting CD, and then while we are doing washing or things like that, when we're not meditating or taking our meals, is it meaningful? But before I play, of course, I invite the devas to come and listen to the suttas or the paritta chanting, And may this marriage be, may they rejoice in this chanting.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. But the most important thing is you must understand when you do your washing and all those things, you can also be in the meditative state. That is what daily mindfulness is all about. When there is awareness of everything you do, just aware, don't try to know. Then you will develop the understanding. There is one email from this Jackie. Did you receive it?
Email? No, not really.
You didn't give us your email. Can you WhatsApp your email into the My Kayamita group? Then I forward to you. That one teach you how to develop the daily mindfulness.
Okay.
While washing, while cooking, while doing your daily chores, you can be mindful, you can be aware. Then when you bow also, you can be aware. Cycling, walking, everything, you can be aware. And that is daily mindfulness cultivation.
That's actually very wonderful to have daily mindfulness. Then we will be in check of our six sense doors.
Without mindfulness, you cannot cope. Yeah, your senses operate very fast, especially when you are in the midst of life. You are engaged, fully engaged. So, without mindfulness, you cannot cope. You don't know
when the mindfulness when the mindfulness is very strong, you can even know when the thought is about to come, when it is just about to sprout. That time, that is wonderful. Then you just let go of that thought.
No.
But not all the time we can do that.
Listen, let go.
Letting go
is a wrong understanding. I explained to you. Who let go? The person who hold need to let go. If you have the wisdom, you understand, they will cease to be. They will come to pass. Everything is just condition arising, dependent, originating. So there is no need to let go. It will come and it will go. Silence your mind. When you are silent, you are mindful. The moment you say let go, you are no longer mindful. The thought come in, right? The thought want to let go. And the thought
is feeding you. That one will come back later.
It is the silent mind that silently observes without any words, any concept. It will understand what is going on. Like how your mind stirs. The awareness will understand. Then you will have the understanding to inquire, why did the mind behave like that? You are not doing anything. But then you realize the mind stir because of ignorance. Then you lack understanding. You cannot accept the reality of the moment. That's why there is like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant reaction to sense experience. So the ability to accept the reality of the moment does not need any letting go one. Does not need anything one. The mindfulness that is aware, understand, and it ceases to be active. When it ceases to be active, there is no thought involved, then you are at peace. Otherwise, you cannot be at peace. One. When the thought is active, it will create the reaction. It will tell you, this one must let go. You cannot. Letting go is a fallacy. A lot of people use this word, I understand. They even teach you to let go.
Let go.
And it's not very logical. Because if you could let go, you were attached.
I understand now. It's like there is someone there, that's why we say it's letting go. But actually, there's nobody there.
That one is one way to look at it. But you just look at this example. You see, let's say I hold this cup and let's say it's burning hot. So when my hand touch it, what happened? It's burning me and tormenting me. Do I need to let go? I will never touch it anymore, understand? A person who doesn't understand, he will hold. And when he hold, do you know what he said? This is my problem. I have to solve it. That's why they hold on to it and become tormented by it, miserable over it, without understanding. That's why they keep on holding on to their problem, so-called problem. And this is burning them at the mind level, they cannot see. But physically, it is burning you. You will know, I'm not supposed to even hold. Why should I let go? When I see the danger, I'm not even willing to touch. Understand? Huh? The understanding free me. This is tormenting me, causing me so much problem. And yet I go and hold on to that wrong thought and create more suffering and misery, leading to depression. Forget about it. So the wrong thought are thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, misery, insecurity, sorrow, and lamentation. So these are all wrong thoughts. So whenever you are not peaceful, unhappy, the wrong thought is there. The evil roots are there. See this, understand this, then check. Then tell yourself, why are these wrong thoughts keep on arising? Your thought is response to memory, your accumulated memory, which trigger off the wrong thought. You must see them, understand them, be mindful of them, then awaken to it and straighten it. The moment you straighten your view, you will not think that way. The wrong thought will cease to be. You will have right view to accept the reality of the moment. He is the way he is. Karma like that, things will be like that. Accept. And when you accept, you have clarity. You don't blame, you don't react, you don't do anything. Then you do what you have to do. That's why for your case, you need to ask of it. Ask of it. You need to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all this. Do it. Then after that, evoke power of merits for turn around. Everything can be resolved using these three ways, which is the Dharma way, Noble Eightfold Path. Right view leading to right thought. Right thought. Okay? We are ready. 10 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. And best regards from all from Penang.
Oh,
Penang.
Yes, yes. Brother Chong, the whole family yeah. Also.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
So shall we end?
Yeah.
So we share merit, we transfer merit, then we end, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Aka Sata Je Mata Deva Naga Mahindika
Sadu.
Okay, good night. Okay, Yomita.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. So we will shut down. Okay. So hopefully the recording come out to be well. Huh?
Yeah.
So we will wrap up.